Hello and welcome to Pray Now. I'm Pastor Jack Morris, and I'm so glad that you've joined me today. In the hustle and bustle of our daily lives, it's so easy to get distracted and lose sight of what's truly important. Staying connected with Jesus is essential for our spiritual well-being and growth. He's our source of strength, guidance, and peace. Let's take a moment and pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with grateful hearts. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and for the relationship we can have with him. Lord, we acknowledge that there are many things in our lives that can distract us from you. We ask that you help us remove these distractions and to focus our hearts and minds on Jesus. Guide us to stay connected to him so that we may grow in our faith and become more like him each day. Move in our hearts and minds, Lord, and draw us closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, friend, for praying with me. I invite you now to listen to a short message about what Jesus says about being connected to him. Let's explore his words together and strengthen our bond with the Savior.
Now, Jesus was a great storyteller. He was the very best. He really was. He could take any situation and make a spiritual application. And he used the things that were common to people, that people saw every day. He would talk about farms and farming, sowing and reaping, talk about fishing and fishers of men. And he took the vine and the branches, and he compared that to himself and to us, and to his heavenly Father. Now, Israel saw a lot of vines and a lot of branches. In the day of Christ, vineyards were everywhere. This was very common sight. And Jesus took something that was very ordinary, very common, and Jesus took it and he said that the vine was representative or symbolic of himself, the branches, symbolic of his people, you and me, and the Father was the gardener or the husbandman. Now today, we're going to look at four branches, and every person in here is in one of those categories. Every person in here represents one of those branches. It's not for me to say which branch is you. There is the throwaway branch. There's the prune branch. There's the fruitful branch. And there's the connected branch. Which one are you? We're going to look at the throwaway branch. And in verse 6 of chapter 15 of John, we read, "If anyone does not remain in me," now this is Jesus speaking, "if anyone does not abide in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers." Now notice, the branch was connected at one time. "It was in me," says the Lord, "but it stopped bearing fruit." How can such a thing happen that somebody can be so connected, so, what we used to say, on fire for the Lord, so enthused with God, and now today they're just blah? Well, how do we remain in Christ? How do we keep this from happening? The only thing I can think of that causes something like this to happen is neglect. That's the only word I can think of. Neglect. So friends, listen, don't neglect. Don't neglect Jesus, your prayer life, your service, your fellowship, your ministry. Don't neglect. Neglect is a terrible thing, and it will cause us to not function for the Lord the way we should. The next one is the pruned plant. Now, the pruned plant is a good plant. This is a fruit-bearing plant. It is being pruned in order that it might go forth and do more. Now, verse 2 says, Jesus, again, I'm listening to Jesus, "every branch that does," now the other one I just spoke about, does not, but this one does bear fruit, "he prunes so that it will bear more fruit." God is cutting into some of our lives. And to do the pruning sometimes hurts. I mean, when the surgeon takes away a tumor, you know, you don't get up off the table and dance out of the hospital and say, "the tumor's gone." No, there's a time to recuperate. Now, The Holy Spirit is looking at your life. Some of you are going through some difficulty, some trials, some hard places. It just may be that He looked at you and said, hey, there's a fruitful branch. There's somebody that is really producing the Christian life. Somebody, the hymn we just sang, the mind of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the peace of Jesus is in them, and it's coming out. It's being shown, and they're glorifying me. But that person can do even better. And so He's going to now begin to prove. This is said, Jesus said, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit. I want you to think about what God's cutting out of your life. There may be some people He's cutting out. There may be some entertainment you've been involved in. He's going to stop you. And He's going to say, there's things that you're looking at, things you're listening to, things you're doing. You have to stop it or you're going to end up a throwaway. You might still go to church every Sunday, but you're not connected to Jesus. All right, the third branch. We're going to go to verse 5. It's the fruitful branch. I'm going to read it. Verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man or woman remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. You can put on a show and look like a Christian, act like a Christian, talk like a Christian. But apart from him, you don't have the power to truly effervesce Jesus Christ to your family and to your friends. The fourth one is the connected branch. Be connected to the life source. Be connected to Jesus. He said, apart from me, ye can do nothing. Now, doing means being productive, accomplishing something, achieving something. But apart from me, there are too many, I guess I'll have to call them Christians, who are not connected in, and their light has gone out and it just won't come back on because they're not connected. Friend, if you're not connected, get reconnected today. Get reconnected. And when you have a taste for spiritual things, you won't have a taste for the worldly things. You just lose your taste buds. Now you want a taste of the sweetness of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
The Healing Word Ministry team is here for you. If you need a prayer or want to send a praise report, email us at contactus@thehealingword.com. Pastor Morris will take your message to God and will rejoice over the victory that is yours in Christ Jesus. That email address again is contactus@thehealingword.com.